With all that's going on, both here and over there, got something that you just might have missed, might have fallen past your radar screen, through your sieve, make the analogy, whatever one you want. Automatic registration for U.S. military draft is going to be starting this December. Eligible men will automatically now be registered into the military draft pool. That's part of the effort to streamline the old process. You had to do it yourself. And they say this will wind up saving money, too. The Selective Service System, that's the government agency, maintains the database of men to be called up to serve in case of a national emergency. They put up this proposed rule to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs back on March 30th. Most men between the ages of 18 and 25 already are required to register with Selective Service, but automatic registration was mandated in December of 2025. This is part of the fiscal 2026 National Defense Authorization Act. This rule is currently under review by the Regulatory Affairs Office. It still has to be finalized, so that's why the plan is for this all to start in December. As a point of history, U.S. hasn't had a draft since the Vietnam War, with military service being voluntary now since 1973. Of course, this has led many to question, scream out even, whether a U.S. military draft could take place amid the war in Iran, as that two-week ceasefire, sort of ceasefire, well, holds on. I'm being generous there, I'm pretty sure. Now, you would hope that the White House, in response to the question, does this mean a draft is coming back, would say, no, don't worry. Well, back in March, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said this: while a draft is not part of the current plan right now, President Trump wisely keeps his options on the table. That comment brings about two words in a lot of people's minds: executive order. Well, rest easy on that regard, because Trump alone can't bring the draft back through an executive order. Congress would need to pass legislation to amend the Military Selective Service Act to authorize the president to induct personnel into the military. But still, failure to register in the draft, that is still going to be a crime and can prevent people from receiving state-funded financial aid, employment in numerous states, come to think of it, cause ineligibility for a lot of federal employment opportunities, job training under the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, and can carry fines up to $250,000 and up to 5 years in jail. In addition, immigrants who don't register, you might lose your U.S. citizenship. So under the new rule, again, has to be finalized yet, men would be registered automatically within 30 days of their 18th birthday. And yes, that means women are still ineligible for the draft. Even as lawmakers past few years, they've tried to attach provisions adding women to the draft as part of the annual defense policy bill. Measures have all been stripped out before any final vote on that legislation took place. We are obviously into the month of April, and April is National Autism Acceptance Awareness Month. Autism, when it invades a family, it changes everything. There's no more accurate way of putting it. I want to go back to a conversation I had not too long ago with Jamie and Tracy Parent, who have shared their story with their autistic son in the book The Mission at Home. And listen to how much, when autism strikes, how much it could change everything, but how you could still overcome everything. Let's go back and listen to their story.